A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Tik 10 Fit Talmud. Sanhedrin Yud Zayin, Sanhedrin 17a, pagination is 33. We're starting from the sixth line on the page, Tafresh Tanu Rabbanon, on the topic that is found in Pashas Bahaloscha of the appointing of the Sanhedrin. Rashi in Chumash, Pashas Bahaloscha, that's Bamidbar Yud Aleph Chaf Vav, explains that the calculation of appointing 70 judges with Moshe Al Gabehen, Moshe in charge, would have left two Shvatim, presumably, short in equality from the others. Because if you divide the 12 Shvatim into the 70 judges that are being appointed, so 6 times 12 would give you 72. And therefore, presumably, most Shvatim would be contributing 6 judges, and 2 Shvatim would only get 5. How do you do that equitably? So they made a goral, and in the goral, 70 said zaken, that they would be appointed, and 2 of them were chalak, were blank, and everybody would choose, and we'll see it in our Gemara as well. So each shevet appointed 6 eligible candidates, and this was the method that 2 people of the 72 suggested would be weeded out, would be rejected, if we want to use a harsh word. So the Gemara says as follows, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned, Vayishoaru shnei anachshim b'machane. In that section, we find out that 2 people were left in the camp. Eldad and Medad are their names. And they begin to say prophecy. Clearly, they were influenced by this overflowing of greatness that came from Moshe onto the judges, onto these appointed leaders, even though they were not, and we have to see what they were not, but they were not together with the others. Yesh omrim, some say, bakalpi nishtairu, their pieces to be chosen were still in the box from which this raffle took place. Shebishosh Amalu HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, when Hashem said to Moshe, Es v'li shivim ish mizikne Yisrael, designate 70, and I'll do this overflow from you. V'yatzalti min haruach asher alecha v'samti aleihem. Amar Moshe said, how am I going to choose 70 from the Shevatim? Ketzad eseh, ever shisha mikol shevet v'shevet, if I pick 6 from each shevet, nimtzu shnayim yaseirim, they're going to be 2 extras. Ever chamisha chamisha mikol shevet v'shevet, if I should only pick 5 from each shevet, nimtzu asara chaseirim, then I'm sure 10, because I'll only have 60. Ever shisha mishevet zeh, v'chamisha mishevet zeh, if I pick and choose 6 from some, 5 from others, hareini matil kina ben hashvatim, I'm going to cause jealousy. Ma also, what did he do? Bira shisha shisha, he did 6 each. Vehevi shivim ushnayim piskin, and he had 72 pieces. Al shivim kasav zokain ushnayim en yecholok. So of these 72 that Moshe chose, 70 would get the one that says elder, and 2 would get blanks. Balulan, he mixed them up. Vinastan Bakalpi, he put them in a box. Omalohem, he said, Bovit to Lupiska Kechem, go take your pieces. Komisha Olabiyadu Zokain, Omar Kvakit Shech Shamayim. Hashem in heaven authorized you to be a Zokain. Misha Olabiyadu Cholok, if he got a blank, Omar Hamakam Lochofitz Bach, Ani Moes Eloch. Hashem doesn't want you as one of the 70. What can I do for you? The wording here is indeed a little bit sharp, but it appears that Moshe was really nervous that if he would show favoritism to one shevet or the other, it would cause a whole fuss. And therefore, he came down very definitively, this is the way we will decide who is included. Rashi learns that they were of those that were chosen to be Zakenim. Rashi is in Ein Yaakov. It's brought on the margin over here in our Gemara. Piskin Ksuvin Hayu Lehem Bekalpi. There were two designated for them that were written. V'lo holchu litlam, and as we'll see in a moment, they didn't go to retrieve them, to choose them. There is another approach, which is brought by the Chochma Shlomo, printed underneath the Marsha in the back of our Gemaras, which says that on the contrary, they were the two people that were not included in the written ones of Zakein. And that's what it means, Vehima Bakisuvim. They were among those who were written, but they themselves were not written. But either way, these were two people who were part of the 72, and Hashem benevolently granted them very special nevuah. Rashi mentions in Chumash, Ein anu kadoin ligidulazu, we're not fitting for this greatness, and they didn't come to the raffle. Let's continue in the Gemara. On the fifth line into the medium wides, Rabbi Shimon Omer b'machan and Eshtairu, they remained in the camp. B'shoah shamalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe esfa li'shivim ish, when Hashem told Moshe that you should gather 70, and Moshe proceeded to try to choose the 70, Amru Eldad u'Medad einanu ru'uyim la'osa gedula. Eldad and Medad said, we're not fitting. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, Hoyulumi atetem atzmechem, since you diminished yourselves, hareni mosef gedula al gedulaschem, I'm going to make you even greater. Ma gedula hosef lohem, what was the prophecy? What was greater? It was prophecy, shanaviyam kulam nesnabu upasku. The other ones only said prophecy at that time, vehim nesabu v'lopasku. And they said more, enduring prophecy. What did they say? Amru, they said, Moshe meis, Yoshua machnes es Yisrael la'aretz, Moshe is going to die, and Yoshua will bring the Jewish people to the land. According to that, it's quite understandable what the fuss was, that Yoshua said, Adoni Moshe kila'im, they did something wrong, lock them up, punish them, do something to them. How could they go against Moshe and talk fondly about Yehoshua's leadership? And Yehoshua objected. There are two other approaches mentioned as to what their prophecy was. One is about the Slav, and then if you skip a line, Rav Nachman Amar al Iske Gog Umagog Hayu Misnabim, they were saying prophecy about the war of Gog and Magog described in Yechezkel. And that's the pasuk, Ko amar Hashem Elokim, Ata hu asher dibarti bayomim kadmonim, are you not the ones that were spoken about in the early days, biad avodai nevia Yisrael anevim bayom amahim, shonim lahavi osach aleyem, that there would be this event many years later of Gog u'Magog, al tikrei shonim elashnayim, not years, but rather the two. The duo, Eldad and Medad, which were the two that said prophecy at that time. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.